Okay, so we're here with Greg Mathieu, CEO from Cycling Canada, and we want to chat with Greg about the recent cool campaign that Cycling Canada just launched, the Hop On campaign, that just hit the airwaves and sound waves with a very cool commercial and a great concept, Greg. And you know, how did it all come about, and how's your feeling now that it's launched?
Well, it came about in a little bit of a serendipitous way. We had the people from In Ocean Worldwide Canada were doing the KIA work, KIA agency work, and they attended the Montreal and Quebec Grand Prix races because KIA was the featured vehicle at those races. And we started to talk to them about Cycling Canada and where we were going and what we were doing, and they were joining their cycling association. So they came back to us, this is early 2014, and said, how would you like us to be your agency of record on a pro bono basis? We said, well, that's a phenomenal offer. Let's talk about what it means. And what it meant is they would take us through a session where we brought in people like Michaela Kaufman and Kurt Harnett and our president, John Tolkamp and Jacques Landry and others. And we talked about cycling and where we were going and what we hoped to do and how we wanted the public to see us as the heart of cycling in Canada. And from there, they start to build a campaign. And the theme of Hop On, it wasn't there the first day. It grew. And then as the whole concept grew, well, then they thought, well, what about this idea about riderless bikes? And boy, if we do that, then we've got this director, Mark Zeebert, who did so much great stuff. We think he'd be perfect for it. And then the pieces start to fall into place. And over the last 4 to 6 months with various shooting and athlete interviews and all the pieces that have gone into building the ad and the microsite, it all came together, and we pointed towards the Paris-Roubaix race because Sportsnet have been very good to us in terms of running a PSA if we could get it in their hands.
Sure.
So that was it, and I can tell you with all honesty that on April 10th, we got it into their hands for the April 13th race.
Very good. Cutting the wires, eh? So very, very interesting story and the way it all came together and, you know, great, interesting concept. I think I was telling you initially that it sort of caught me off guard. And now that I've seen the commercial and just it's such a feel-good commercial and a great concept. You know, when you first heard it, how did you feel when it first started to come together?
The first time we started to talk about riderless bikes, it played against the basic instinct of giving profile to our athletes. So you had a real disconnect right at that point.
Sure.
And what the agency said is, what we want to do is we want to catch people's attention, grab them, show them what cycling's about, let them see themselves on these bikes, and then bring them to the microsite, hoponcanada.ca, mbarkcanada.ca.
Sure.
And there, they can start to meet the athletes, and we can do athlete interviews, and we can start to build the athlete relationship there. But we need to get their attention. We need to be different. We have to differentiate. So we had to stew on that for a bit, and then came back and said, you know, we trust your creative instincts, and I'm glad that we did take that route because I think, as you've said, even though it does come a little bit out of left field, once you start to link the pieces together, and there'll be more pieces as the next year rolls out. It's not just a one-shot kind of thing, but
sure,
this is our big shot, obviously.
Yep.
But yeah, it's going to start to link more and more to the Pan Am Games since the Rio 2016 Olympics.
Yep.
And build-ups around those key events as well. So yeah, we're thrilled with it. But back at the starting point when they did the initial pitch, you're looking at a lot of creative people going, man, they don't know our sport.
Yeah.
And you then have to start to work together to get the best out of it, to get the authenticity. And I think maybe that's one of the neatest parts. The things they did in studying the movement of bikes, you know, if a person goes down and they get back on their bike, what does the bike look like as that person goes from zero to try and get back into the peloton?
Sure.
They actually put that into the video. And so people can sort of look at that and go, wonder why that bike is going, oh yeah, because the bike went down.
Yeah.
And the authenticity, there are tumbles, But people do dust themselves up, get off, and go again. So
yes.
It's part of that. And then also there's a simple aspect to it, which is that cycling has freedom. It's fun. It takes you into great places, whether it's just being outdoors and seeing the wonderful nature that they've managed to put in the shots, or also trying to perform and go faster and beat the next guy and the next guy after that or the next girl. So that's built into it as well. So we think that people can look at it from a lot of different perspectives and see themselves or see the people that they want to follow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you've really hit the nail on the head with the authenticity. And you know, one of the things that I felt after watching it, it really, even though there's no cyclists on the bikes, you really feel a sense of inclusion for everybody. It's almost like anybody could feel like they want to hop on that bike and go riding because there's this sense of excitement, thrill, and you know, it drew me in that way and made me feel that you know, almost anybody would watch this and want to ride a bike, want to get on a bike right away. And it doesn't matter if you're going to race or, you know, you're going to be one of those people, you know, at the high end of the sport, but it makes it feel like cycling's fun, which is, you know, something you said. And you know, there's this desire to connect more, which, of course, leads you to the website, and then you can meet the athletes. And so in that sense, I think you've got a real coup, and congratulations to everybody at Cycling Canada, of course, and to
In Ocean Worldwide Canada, and they had a lot of people working with them, Sons and Daughters Production, Alter Ego Special Effects, just an army of people chipped in, and a lot of them at you know, really great cost to us, because and I should say also that the Canadian Olympic Committee was very supportive and essentially underwrote most of the production costs for the video as well. So yeah, we had a lot of support to do it, and the whole idea here is to make us as a national sport organization stand out a bit more and to show the people that are involved in this sport that we want to take it to another level.
Yeah, and I think it's a coup in that sense. It takes you by surprise in a nice way, and of course you mentioned the Pan Am Games are coming, and the Milton Velodrome is now built and in place, and you know, a lot is going on. We got a lot of top riders out there doing great things, so there's a lot of reason for this now to kind of act as a catalyst to bring the sport together just in another way, and of course, you know, making people more aware of Cycling Canada and your role in the process to get more people involved in the sport.
Yeah, that's the full intent right there. If we can accomplish that and at the same time continue to perform at the highest levels, we certainly believe that our ability to do that is better now than it has been over the last 4 to 5 years. We thought going into London that we'd be more successful than we were, but there were learnings, and you have to come back and figure out what worked and what didn't, and
sure,
address it. And at the same time, you want to keep the fun in the sport as well. So I think that this campaign has fun, but it also shows the people that are already in the sport that, you know, we're not resting where we are. We want to keep pushing and keep going higher. We want Canada to be a leading cycling nation. And to do that, we have to be able to both have performances, but also have a lot of people riding bikes and a lot of people supporting those that ride bikes.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think the marketing side of the association has been you know, coming together over the years, better communication and things of that nature, and now this connection with Inosha and this commercial, it starts to push the whole sport and the organization in a nice new direction. What can you tell us about what's coming?
Well, essentially because we wanted to talk about hop-on stories, how people started their cycling. We chose a number of very young riders, some of them who haven't yet gained the international prominence that some of our national team members have. So as we get closer to the Pan Am Games, our intent then is to start to feature more of the riders that will be at those Pan Am Games.
Sure.
And then beyond Toronto 2015, then ratchet it up a little bit more and feature the riders that will be at the Rio 2016 Olympic and Paralympic Games.
Very nice. Well, it sounds really great, Greg. Very exciting. Chapeau to Cycling Canada and to the agency for coming up with a great idea. And we look forward to seeing the next Hop On commercials and how the campaign rolls out.
Okay. Thanks very much, Benjamin.
Thank you so much. Take care.